before it became a bigger problem. We have this one. I can see both sides, I guess is what I'm getting at. And so I am having a hard time because I can see both sides. Yes, ma'am.
Well, also my concern is I bought the house last year. How is the rental going to impact my value of my house later on?
It'll make it go up.
It will pop higher or lower or what?
It depends on who wants to buy it.
That's what I was going to say. It depends on who wants to buy it.
Mm-hmm. But I believe you're in the city limits. Is that correct?
I think the road's very narrow too. I don't know how many cars can get in and out. They'll probably have to use some of the little bit of the frontage because it looks to me very narrow. I don't know if two cars can go by at the same time. And also when the rentals are there sometimes, I do hear them come in late at night when they check in. They don't always come in before 4 o'clock. They come in at 11 or 11 o'clock. And I do hear them from my balcony because I'm right above them.
Can you show me a zoning layer? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to ask for a zoning layer of that, just that view right there, if you could give us a zoning layer of what that looks like.
And just so you know, ma'am, that is a valid concern.
And explain to me what the yellow, the tan, and the maroon is.
So we'll start to the far west. The white's A1, bigger parcels. Then we have some A1 or R1 parcels. The MoDOT high road right-of-way, the bright yellow is R2, again R1. This actually is a NR3 parcel. It had a nightly rental project for condominium approval, so it has a Division 3 permit for that parcel. It's not been developed yet, so this one actually is zoned NR3, and then of course all this is incorporated, which means that's all the city limits of Branson. Okay. And then the bright red at the very top here is NR1. The zoning layer they're trying to achieve is the same as the
same as that on the opposite side.
Correct.
Okay. And that's a...
This is not in a subdivision. It was parceled out a long time ago. It was meets and bounds. It probably had a bigger parcel around it that the MoDOT right-of-way took away. I didn't research that real hard.
Okay. And then as far as the rezone, as far as those neighborhoods, right, the neighborhood, since this is not part of the neighborhood, it is outside of that. It is not the legal on it is not of whatever subdivision.
Right.
So the housing that is in there.
Our subdivision layer. So this is Skyline, that Skyline. Here's the Skyline subdivision. This is Grand Skyline Estates.
Okay. Sorry, Commissioner White, you had something.
I'm just thinking of the discussion I know that we've had in this end and where PNC's had over a surplus of nightly rental. And when they have used as part of a motion denying the surplus of nightly rental over abundance.
I haven't heard that one used yet, as far as being...
Okay. When they discuss that, then what are they continuing adding as the reason for denial?
Well,
is it the traffic on the road?
It's the non-compatibility with the adjoining parcel.
Okay, I was trying to think
parcels.
The term they used.
Yes, not compatible with mm-hmm. the adjoining parcels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
When I originally bought my property at 194 Lone Pine Road to build my house, I bought the lot off of Limecone, Lone Pine, and then the one off of Skyview that was right behind it. And both of them were originally platted for that subdivision, and the zoning was single-family residence. Now, the state came and bought the back corner of my property because that will become the access road for Skyview Drive up to Lone Pine once they put in the high road through the valley, because they'll take out part of the original Skyview, and they'll build a bridge there. But the high road under Skyview. So right next to my property is the access road. So if the high road and that that's if, because it was supposed to be done by 2017, ever happens, then all that traffic on the back will be going up beside my house. And so I am worried, because if the property past the sells the property past that duplex has already been cleared, and of course that would make it very obvious that you could see the view, the beautiful view of the lake. So, I mean, it's a prime location for more nightly rentals. It's a beautiful, beautiful vista there. And so I'm concerned that okaying this just opens it up for it all to happen on the back road.
And my response to that would be, if Scott pulls that back up, that's all MoDOT property with all the easement and everything around you there. So that would cover everything there. There would be nothing else added in there.
That's part of the original subdivision.
So theoretically, with that being the entrance right there, it would completely block off the 514 property from the subdivision with the MoDOT properties around it.
Mr. Hyde, I'm looking at another point of it when we're talking about property values. If it were not allowed to be the nightly rental, then it would hurt the property. It would hurt your property value. I'm assuming if you went to sale, would it not hurt your property value if it were not a nightly rental?
Well, being a multifamily, I mean, I do think it probably would, because most people buy a multifamily for investment purposes. So if we can't rent it out, what could you do with it?
Yeah, and it's, what, 6 or 7 bedrooms?
One side's a 5. This side's a 5, 5, 18, and the other side is a 6.
Everything to the south, what's owned, who owns right there to the south of them directly?
Terry Lee and Gene
Trust.
Jones Trust, correct.
The concern would be that they would then put in nightly rentals if this one's passed. I said the concern would be that then those would come before us for nightly rentals. That, and okay.
Now, is that part of the subdivision?
Doesn't matter. I think their concerns still their concerns.
But aren't you, you're covenanted by the subdivision's covenants and restrictions?
That can be a reason, but that doesn't necessarily have to be a reason or the reason. And I think plan and zoning has to give reasons. We don't. Mm-hmm. We're more of a legislative side.
Correct.
So.
We get lots of calls on that parcel, and I always explain to them they need to research Skyline Road because that is a privately owned road. They better do their research and make sure that, because one thing that they would look for is a viable access to a parcel and a decision. They would have to show that they had a viable legal access to that parcel. And I've not ever had anybody call back, so I don't know what they
found. You're saying that Mr. Hyatt would have been aware of that?
Well, he has legal access. We're talking about the parcel to
the south.
Okay.
Yeah, the other parcel,
okay.
The Jones Trust parcel.
Okay.
So its only access is the privately owned Skyline Road part. Whereas these have the MoDOT document provided in the planning zoning meetings, actually the Board of Adjustment, that they had access to those units.
Just a minute point. point, Scott, but where it talks about the occupancy and where we're saying there's five bedrooms, six bedrooms, when I was reading here, it says maximum for a seven-bedroom home.
They 514 came through and put in a new drip septic system for a seven-bedroom home, which was included in the packet. So they have potentially occupancy of 16 for 514. If they choose to go less to 14, that's their choice as a six-bedroom.
That would require eight off-street parking spaces.
Yes.
Any more discussion?
Discussion.
Any further questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. This time, any other discussion from the audience? Anyone that would like to? Okay. Do you have enough information? Okay, yeah, please.
You want the light back on?
No, I kind of like sitting in the dark.
Okay. My son uses his computer in the dark. Says it's easier on the eyes.
Uh-huh. And then no action today has any bearing on the existing conditional use permit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So if we have no further discussion at this time, I will close the public hearing. Call it 1012. The section of the public hearing will be closed. I would entertain a motion to either approve or a motion to deny. Or no action.
So we've got two orders here.
For 514 and 518.
For the other.
Yes.
I'm not I guess I want to go back over there to have a little. I'm not prepared to take action right now.
You say you're not prepared?
No.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
My question is I know that the citizens that are here and the property owners that are here have taken time out. How do we address so that they don't have to
come back,
but yet still feel like they've been hurt on both sides? That's a serious.
Yeah, and I do apologize. I tried to search it out to go over, but I went over all those roads that they're talking about. So I know what they're saying using two search engines. And partly would be, I guess, just not being that familiar. When I went up one road through my GPS, it was rough. And then there's a huge sign there, do not enter, and it was supposed to have been this kind. So I mean, I